Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the conditions and the qualifications of the imam. You know, the question of imamat is a very important topic. It has been alluded to and pointed out by the Holy Quran in many places. For example, we read the following verse of the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran says, "And amongst them we appointed imams who guide the people by our command when they had been patient and had conviction in our signs." So this kind of alludes to two things. The fact that the imam, he should be patient, one, and he should also he should have faith and conviction in the signs of God and in religion. In another verse we read, "Is he who guides to the truth worthier to be followed, or he who guides not unless he is himself guided? What is the matter with you?" Which alludes to the fact that a person who wants to guide people, he himself should be guided, and he should have sufficient knowledge about how to guide others. In this connection, and in this regards, Imam Ali says the following. Imam Ali said, "Among the definitions of the custodianship of an imam whose obedience is obligatory is to know that he is immune from committing mistakes, errors, intentional wrongs, and from all sins, petty and grave." So he first of all, he doesn't make mistakes and errors, both intentional and also he never doesn't make sins. And then the imam says, "He never makes mistakes or sin, and neither is he ever diverted from the issues that endanger the religion by any sort of diversion. He is the most knowledgeable of all people about what Allah has made lawful and unlawful. His obligations, recommendations, and rulings. He stands needless of the entire world, whilst they all need him." So he doesn't need anybody else in anything. He doesn't need them. He doesn't need to learn anything from anybody. He's been, guided by God. And he's self-sufficient. Finally, the imam said, "And he is the most generous and courageous of men." So courage, generosity, immunity from error and sins, freedom and self-sufficiency, knowledge about what is lawful and unlawful. These are all important conditions and qualifications of a person who is to be made the imam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking and investigating the conditions and the qualifications of the imam and the guide and the leader of the community and the nation. In the words of the first imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam himself, until then we bid you goodbye and wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.